feels like Avantika and I haven't done a solo episode in a long time, and it has been 6 weeks since we've had guests the past two. So I don't feel like there's a lot to update on, but Avantika made a whole list.
Yeah, because I feel like this time of the year there's just a lot going on. So it is Halloween weekend and parties galore. Both of us are still in our schooling era, so we have a couple more years of like college parties to go to.
Well, you do. I don't. I have
Yeah, you have
literally
this
through the
year.
end of this school year, but.
Yeah, you better make the most of it. Do you have any weekend plans? I know Tyler likes to throw.
Yeah, we have a party, his like friend group party tonight, and we're going to Rainforest Cafe for dinner in costume.
Oh,
And
love that.
then there's the party tonight. And we're having Jeopardy, so that should be fun. And then hopefully some beer pong and stuff. So very much looking forward to that. And then next weekend, I think I have some friend party since next weekend is like technically Halloween weekend. So probably gonna go to some parties then, maybe like a frat. I love a frat Halloween weekend
Yeah, I was trying
party.
to figure out if people are doing things next weekend because Halloween is on Thursday. So are they going to do things post Halloween? Yeah,
Thursday,
this makes
Friday,
sense.
Saturday.
Makes sense. Yeah. I
Probably
had
even
heard.
Wednesday, because ASU like Halloween weekend
True.
is as long as you make it. So people are doing both weekends and then probably starting as early as Wednesday, if not Thursday.
Everyone loves any excuse to get ready to wear something cute. So definitely can count on that. I had a
Definitely.
party yesterday, and it was the first time all four classes were at one event. Otherwise, we're usually just split up into our individual classes. So it was cool to see everyone. I didn't really get a chance to talk to a whole bunch
That's
of
like
people.
800 people total.
I mean, that were invited,
Yeah,
not
yeah, yeah.
800 showed up. Yeah,
How many
because like
people were there, do you think? 10.
probably. Did you say 10?
Yeah.
A little more than 10. I would say maybe like 150.
That's a bad
That sounds like a
turnout.
lot.
150 out of 800.
But that sounds like a lot for one house. Like, how did that many
If
people
it's out in
come
the
in?
backyard too, you can easily fit that many people.
Yeah. So none of the fourth years really came because they're doing their own thing. They're like residency preparing, whatever. Third years, it depends on what rotation you are. So some people had overnight shifts that ended early, and so they can hop over and then come like straight from their shift. Some people just like their rotations are too chaotic. They didn't want to party. And then some people just ended a rotation, so they had a free weekend. So really, it was very variable. And then the MS1s and MS2s are on similar schedules. So just depending on our exams and stuff. MS1, we just started our neuro block. So we're only 1 week in. So far it's going good. They gave us an easy week to start off with because they were
How
like,
was
"Thank
your
you."
midterm? You never told me how your midterm went.
Yeah, so my final for MSK, the block that we just finished up with, went really well and I scored the highest that I have so far, which was super
Good
exciting. Yeah,
job.
wasn't expecting that at all. I thought MSK was harder than foundations. It was just a lot of memorization, a lot of the muscles and the arteries and the veins and the nerves and the everything of every single body part. So it was a lot, but I learned it. I scored well. I'm ready to move on. And I'm hoping that my neuroscience major helps slightly for this neuro block because I'm like, I've done this for 4 years. Something should be clicking. But so far, 7 days in, I have never seen any of this information. A lot of it is like so brand new.
Really?
It's crazy.
You'd think that they would start from like the basic stuff.
But the block directors gave us a whole spiel on how they're trying to start it. So we continue building up on it. And this block is the longest we've had so far. It's 8 weeks as compared to our 6 week blocks. And so we have to like, we're in it for the long haul. So I think they're trying to
This
format
is
it in a
through
way.
break, right? This is your last block before Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah. And then in January, we'll come back and start a different block. But yeah, so far, like I know the very, very basics of what we're talking about. Like we went over the 12 cranial nerves, and I knew the 12 cranial nerves, and I knew if they were sensory or motor, but like we've learned so many details of like where they come from in the brain and where they go and all their functions and what happens if they're not functional. But I'm having a good time. It's interesting. Like it's nice to have some sort of a background in it. So I'm like continuing to build my knowledge. But it's gonna be a good time the next
I've
8 weeks.
said it before and I'll say it again. this is just so would not be for me at all. Like,
Yeah.
it sounds so cyclical, like just your day-to-day schedule. Like, I think I would actually go crazy with like boredom, just
Yeah.
like doing the same thing, like rinse and repeat, and then switch subjects every 6 to 8
It
weeks.
is very routine. Like, you know exactly when you have class, you know you have to come home and study, even if you don't have an exam, which is the biggest adjustment I've had to have. Because in undergrad, I would study 2 days before the exam, and then you don't have to study until like another 6 weeks. Here, I'm studying every day. And then if I miss a day because I'm like, I don't feel like studying or I get busy doing something else, then I'm so behind. And so
How
that's
does
kind of
your
what happened.
brain not feel like at capacity?
I think you just adjust, like you learn what to prioritize and how to get through it. Some things you can memorize super quick, and then other things you have to spend a little bit more time on. But it's just like prioritizing the high yield stuff so you're not trying to burn yourself out and learn everything and jam everything in your brain. But like everyone can do it. You just have to learn the system and learn the method.
Do you
But
get 2 or 3 weeks for Christmas?
I don't know. I haven't looked that far ahead. I want to say it's like a month.
You do get the full month, you
I
think?
want to say that, but that might be highly optimistic of me. I think we do. I think we do because we get off like I think we have our final mid-December. Maybe it's a little less than a month, and then we come back second week of January, something like that.
Well, if it's mid-December, that would be 4 weeks, so that would be a month.
Yeah, that's what I think. But yeah, so this last week, because it was our first week of neuro, I kind of slacked off a little bit because I just wasn't ready to get into the grind of studying again. I did the very basic each day. And then I told myself I would catch up on the weekend because then next week we're like overloaded with lectures. So I need to stay on top of it. But then it's 1 o'clock right now on a Saturday and I haven't done anything all morning. So maybe we're going to have another chill day. Maybe tomorrow will be the grinding day.
Oh
But I
my
will get
gosh.
caught up eventually. It's too early in the block to start stressing already.
Yeah. I think we recorded our other episode like right before fall break, maybe, or was it like after? I don't know. I don't
It
think we've
was
talked
right
about.
before.
Okay,
It
so
was a
we haven't
week
talked
before.
about fall break in an episode yet,
No.
but we
Yeah.
got to see each
Or
other
fall break.
again. Yes, my fall break. Avantika doesn't really have fall break. But yeah, so we got to see each other again. It was a good time. I went down to Tucson and stayed with Tyler and his family. It was like a full 5 days because we did Friday through Tuesday. So yeah, just did a lot of like hanging out with friends. And then Avantika also came up because she had a 3 day weekend. So I went down to Tucson, she came back up to Phoenix, and then she
So
came back down
unfortunate.
on Monday because she had Monday off. And so we got dinner at a really good restaurant. It was really yummy. We had a Marg flight and I got so drunk, but Avantika was driving, so it was fine.
Yes.
And then we
When they
went
were, the
to
flavors were good though. We had like hibiscus, strawberry, lemonade, or something.
well,
And there was
regular and prickly pear.
prickly pear. Yeah. Regular was my least favorite. All the other ones were yummy.
Yeah, it was really good. And then we went to what's the technical name of
They're
it?
called the Hunks.
The Hunks.
Yeah. So, like a
And
very ma Magic Mike type of show that I don't know what they were doing in Tucson, but tickets were so cheap. And so we got
yeah.
two tickets. We ended up going. I had a good time. What did you think?
No, it was good. I mean, obviously not as good as Magic Mike, but
Yeah.
also those tickets, like if you compare what you're getting for the price, like not even comparable. But
Yeah.
same kind of ideas. But it was a fun girls' night thing. There were zero men there. There was
No.
like one gay couple in the front, and then the rest was, of course, women.
Yes.
It was really amusing for
Yeah,
sure.
it was funny. They had like their typical costumes of their firefighters and police, and it was like exactly what you would imagine one of those shows to be, except a
Yeah.
very low budget version of it.
Oh yeah, and they could not dance. Like Vontika kept saying, she's like, they need to like spend more time on choreo because it was just like
Bad.
laughable a lot of the time.
Exactly. But like they did all the typical things. They brought the girls up, they gave them lap dances. But I was like, you need to spend more time in the studio. Like, clearly they can do all of that stuff. But to
Yeah.
make it a show, you need to dance well too.
Exactly, because like
So.
that's what I would say about like the Vegas show is that like they're all like very good dancers too. So
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot more time and effort, I think, put into the whole production. But yeah, that was really nice. That was a good break before session B for me. Although my session B is very chill. I just have two classes now, and so I have a lot more free time. Although I still felt like kind of decently busy. Like this week was very chill, I guess, because last week was the first real week. And then this week, well, last week was a half week because we got back on Tuesday. And then I just had class on Thursday. So I guess this was the first full week, and I've had a lot of time on my hands, but I've been reading Fourth Wing, which is so
Oh,
good. And so I've spent
okay.
hours on that.
I've
Tyler
heard
read it
so many
first.
things.
So his
Okay.
mom read it, and then his mom was like, you should read it. And so he read it and loved it. And then it is the best book I've read in a long time, like hands
Wow.
down. It's so good. Like, yeah, obsessed. I need to
Literally.
finish it. And then he's reading the second one right now.
Yeah, yesterday I was looking for books to read and I downloaded two books. I've never heard of them before. The summary looked interesting enough. I didn't even end up reading them, but I just want a good book so bad. And I've heard amazing things of Fourth Wing,
Oh,
but
yeah.
every time I try to go check it out, it's always taken. And I don't want to like spend money for the real book. So I'm just waiting for the library to have availability for
Do
it.
you do ebooks?
I do both. Yeah. If I'm in Chandler, I'll go to the library and get a real book and then just keep it for a couple weeks and then return it when I go back. Or I also do ebooks. So yesterday I checked out two ebooks, but nothing's calling me to them. I don't really want to read them.
Fourth Wing is amazing. You'll love it. You won't
Yeah.
be able to put it
Thank you.
down. Like, I literally, the day I started it at like 9 p.m. and I was up till 1 a.m.
Wow. It's been a while since I've read that good of a book. Actually, a couple months ago, I read The Housemaid's Tale. The Housemaid. It's actually just called The Housemaid. And it's about like this girl who cleans this rich couple's house and then she sees all these creepy things and like the couple ends up being really scary. So it was a horror book, which was fun. I enjoyed it. But since then, I don't think I've really read a good book.
Yeah, this series is good though, because there's two out right now, and then the third one, which I think it's just a trilogy, but the third one's coming out in January.
Oh,
So
nice.
we're trying to
Perfect timing.
finish both of those so that we're ready for when the third one comes out.
Exactly. I just finished a really good show called Dope Sick that's on Hulu, and it's about the opioid epidemic. And it's like dark, it's very
Yeah.
real, but it was such a cool perspective on everything, especially now. I think being in the medical field, I saw what a role like the doctors and healthcare providers actually played in that. And it kind of scared me. I was like, holy crap, there's a lot of responsibility. Like, obviously, you know, being a doctor, like, there's a lot that
Yeah.
comes with it. But then there's so many unspoken things or things that, like, aren't in our curriculum. Obviously, I'm just started. But, like, no one talks about these things of, like, oh, how do you know what the best medication to prescribe is? And you need to know all the side effects and you need to continuously be doing your research. And how do you believe the sales reps or if they come in and give you a gift, like, are you allowed to take it? There's so many things. And so I was just hooked. And they showed the perspective of like a 15-year-old and then like a 60-year-old and how everyone was just addicted to these drugs. It's crazy. And so it was 8 episodes. I think it took me a couple weeks to finish it, but highly recommend. It was very well done.
Yeah, it's really interesting, because there's like the two sides of it, where it's like there's some doctors that like just don't care and they'll prescribe like anything, anyone, anything. And then there's the ones that are too careful, because like my mom had major surgery like 5 or 6 years ago, and they would not give her opioids. Like, she
Really?
was in like terrible pain, and they would not give her opioids because they didn't want her to get addicted. But it's like, if you dose it right, you won't get addicted. And
You're
especially when
right.
you're in like severe pain. But this is like a specific thing with like, I've noticed, like, I've heard multiple stories about, like, with women, is that like after giving birth and stuff, they like won't give you strong drugs for whatever reason,
Yeah.
as if you didn't just do the most painful thing ever.
I heard those narratives too, where it's like they're not believing women's pain. And it's just very much like, oh, you should be used to it. Like this is what women do. This is your body should be able to handle it. But you have to listen to every patient. Every patient is
Yeah.
different. Every patient's tolerance is different. But
Yeah.
like that's the struggle, right? What's the balance between giving your patient too much drugs or not enough drugs? And it's a
Yeah.
constant adjustment.
That's
But
like the crazy
much
thing,
to do
too, that I
that.
always think about. Like, there's certain fields where, like, it takes a lot longer to become that profession in the US, and then but then we're not necessarily the best at it. Like, you hear so many stories of people having bad doctors, and you think like how much education someone had to go through to become a doctor in the US, and they're still bad. It's
Right.
like, how did that
It's so hard to
happen?
believe. Exactly. Crazy stuff. But yeah, that show was really good. And then I've been supplementing that show with my like not dark, fun, chill show, which is Dancing with the Stars right now, that I'm also obsessed with. I don't know if I talked about it, but there's so many good celebs on this year's season.
I know
And
you and I talked about it. I don't think you've talked about it on the podcast, though.
So I used to watch this show with my mom and sister when we were young, and it was like our weekly tradition. We would make Maggie, which is like the Indian version of ramen. We would sit in front of the TV every Monday night, watch the show, like vote for our favorite people. And then I haven't seen it for years, like probably over a decade. And then I saw who was on this season show, and so many Bachelor people, which everyone knows I'm a fan of. There were like Olympic athletes, like just a very good bunch of celebs.
Are
And so
we in between bachelor episode at bachelor seasons right now?
because they're doing the Golden Bachelorette right
Oh,
now,
okay.
which I was never a fan of. Like, I watched one season of the Golden Bachelor and it was awkward. I didn't like it. And so I haven't been watching any of those. But I think Joey was the last Bachelor, and then Jen was the last
Yeah.
Bachelorette. And both of them are on Dancing with the Stars right now.
And then, so will we have another Bachelor and then Bachelor in Paradise?
I'm
Or just
hoping.
Bachelor in Paradise?
Oh, that's a good question. I think since they do Bachelor in Paradise over the summer, we should have another Bachelor, I think. And then we'll have Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah, but it feels like I haven't seen a Paradise in a really long time. Oh, because
Did
they
they
did
do
have
a
one
Paradise
last
this
year.
summer? Did they
I don't
not do
think
one this
they
past summer?
did. I don't think
I
so.
don't think, I guess they didn't. I don't know. I'm still finishing Love Island because I was watching Love Island All Stars because they do two. They do a winter one, they do a winter and a summer one. And so I had finished All Stars because they fly them down to South Africa when it's because winter is summer. And so I had to finish that one. And that was a shorter season, but it took me forever to get through because it wasn't as interesting. And then now I'm finishing this past summer. So I'm only like a quarter of the way through. I'm like episode 23 out of 65.
Because they do an episode every day, right?
5 days a week, and then it's Unseen Bits and After Sun on Saturday, Sunday, which I don't even watch those. I skip over them because I just want to get like through everything. But and then I've been using Tyler's Netflix to finally watch Emily in Paris, the third season, which came out, I don't even know how long ago. I think it came out early summer. But it's so good. It's making me miss Europe so bad. I'm like, it's funny though. I still have, remember I told you that like after all the traveling I've done, I like don't want to see a plane for like 3 months. I still feel that way, but like I really am missing like Europe still. I'm still like, I really want to go. I can't wait till I get to go again. And
I think
so,
like you want to live there and you want to establish yourself. You don't want to travel there anymore, or like for now at least.
yeah.
Like you're
It's very funny because
definitely.
I just went to a Barrett alumni event. I went to a wine tasting that they did,
Oh,
and that was
nice.
really fun. It was at in Old Town, so like right by my house, and that was really nice. And I knew that this group of girls that I went to high school with that then went to Barrett were gonna be there because I had seen them on the Instagram going to multiple events. And so I was like, I bet they're gonna be there, and it's right by where we live and everything. And sure enough, they were there when we were catching up. And one of the girls who I actually considered to be like a pretty big traveler, like it seems like she travels a decent amount. We were talking, and she's like, honestly. And I asked her if she studied abroad, and she's like, no. She's like, I just like traveling in a vacation context. Like, I don't like have the desire to like ever be gone like long term, which is like I think probably how most people see it, but that's just like so not my mindset, you know?
True. You didn't even consider that like some people just go for a week or two and that's enough for them. You
Yeah, and like
want a long
a week or
travel.
two once a year is like good for them. And I'm like, no.
After doing my two study abroad trips, I feel pretty content of like I got my long-term experience of being abroad. And so I don't see it in my future to be abroad
You're
for a
also
while.
such a homebody, though. Like, even now, you go and visit home all the time. So,
But I am
I'm like,
looking.
get me out of here.
You're so ready. You're so close to being
Been
ready.
ready. Been ready.
Seriously. This summer I am doing a rural health track, and so I'm not like going away from Arizona, but I will be in a rural part of Arizona for 5 weeks. And so that should be exciting. I should be getting a lot of hands-on experience and shadowing because they like just don't have enough resources or people in those areas. And
Is
so
it
it
ever on like reservations?
yeah, you can choose where you can go, and there's
Okay.
like definitely a lot to choose from the reservations, and then some all the way in North Phoenix, and not Phoenix, North Arizona, or all the way south, like anywhere in the state, really. There's so many underserved areas. And so hopefully all the logistics of that get figured out pretty soon. And then I know where I'm going for the summer.
That'll be fun. Yeah. As of right now, I don't think I'm going anywhere until spring break because I don't think a winter break trip is really happening. I think it's just going to be a chill, unless something happens more last minute. But for now, just chilling here, which is fine. So nothing else really notable has happened for me in the past, like, 2 weeks. I guess I volunteered at two events. One was the Treffpunkt Ball, annual ball, which is the German like community foundation thing, like the German speaking community in Arizona. Anyway, I volunteered there and I ended up like running the whole all the volunteers, which ended up being like all Thunderbirds basically. And they were like super appreciative, and I even like got to do the raffle drawing because like I had sold like all the raffle tickets and stuff, and like Carolyn, who like runs the Treffpunkt, she was like she loves me. She and I keep running into her. I've seen her like 4 times in the past 2 weeks.
Amazing.
And then I volunteered at the Phoenix Sister Cities Mayor's International, which I was a guest at last year, but I didn't get invited as a guest, so I just volunteered this year. They treated me so poorly. It was like night and day, just like how badly I was treated.
Yikes.
And so I will not be volunteering for them again. And I
Yeah,
actually almost interned for them last year and I turned them down because they give like a tiny stipend for like the whole semester at 10 hours a week of work. So I was like, yeah. So I
I
think
remember
that
you
everything
talking
happens
about
for a reason, and I've like heard a lot of tea about them as well. So yeah,
that.
but in just like randomly being on their website and talking to the other like volunteers that were there, they do have a teach abroad opportunity in Catania, which is on Sicily. So if that could be like another option to add to the list,
Really
depending
not.
on things, because I haven't been to Sicily and Sicily's gorgeous. So
No,
yeah,
living
that.
there would be a dream. That would be
Exactly. It's like
so.
it's the dichotomy. I can either be in Northern Italy by Milan or like in Sicily.
Yeah. I mean, anywhere you go, you're gonna have a great time. Anywhere in Europe is so nice. Yeah. The only other highlight I can think of in the last 2 weeks is that I'm part of a fantasy football league. It's just like a group of med students that put one together. And I've been like in the middle of the pack, but then last week I got the highest score out of anyone.
Oh.
I was very proud of that. I mean, not that I did, like, I just choose the players and depends on luck how well they do and how well they don't. But it felt nice. I was like, oh. I won for the week. And so now I'm a little higher on the pack. We still have a lot of the season left to go, though. So I don't know. I don't know if that's going to stay the case or change up a little bit.
Yeah. Do have anything upcoming?
I did have a kids' clinic this Thursday that went really well. And so we have these student-run clinics here at U of A for all sorts of different specialties. And so I volunteered at the kids' clinic one. And the way that works is I get paired with either an MS3 or 4, and we go see a patient by ourselves and like do the entire medical interview, do a physical exam, and then present to the attending and then make a plan with the attending. It's like very real world. And so it's a great opportunity to practice. And I had the cutest kid. He was a 1-year-old. He was so happy and so chubby, and he was just playing with me. And so me and my MS3 kind of took turns taking care of him as we were doing the medical interview. So I talked to his dad, and then the other guy took care of him, and then he did the physical, and then I took care of him, and then we were waiting for like his vaccines to get ready. So I got to like hold him and bounce him around, and he was just such a happy baby. I got my dose of dopamine, I got my baby fever, I got everything. But then I had to give him 4 vaccines, which was really sad.
Did he
But
cry or was he okay?
no, he cried. No babies like their vaccines, but he took it like a champ. And then, like, 2 minutes after, I kept playing with him and I got to hold him more. And then I gave him a lollipop and he was totally okay.
Aww.
So he might be sore for the next couple of days, though, because he had 2 in each leg.
Was that
And
your first clinic that you've actually gotten to see someone? Because I know you did another clinic that no one showed up to.
Yeah, I think this is like my fourth clinic I've done. I've done two where I saw patients, and then one where there was no patients. And then the other one I was shadowing for my leadership role. And my leadership role is for the women's clinic, and I'm a care coordinator. So I connect them with resources in the community. So I see the patients, but it's not necessarily for their health care. It's for like
Gotcha.
everything else. So I've seen multiple sides of it. Going well so far. I haven't
That's
worked one of
good.
my care clinic or care coordinator roles by myself yet, but I think one's coming up next month that I'm signed up for.
Have you gotten to use your Spanish at all in any of
Yeah,
the
actually,
clinics?
the 1-year-old's dad, so the 1-year-old too, they spoke Spanish, and so I can like communicate well enough, but I don't have the technical vocab for like the entire medical interview. So I did have to have a translator on the phone to ask. Like there's just very specific ways I know how to say it in an informal way. Like I can ask you, I can't think of an example right now, but like, you can figure out ways to say things in an informal way where people still understand what you're trying to say, but that's not how a doctor would talk to you. So the translator was saying it in a very formal way. And then if I like when the translator was off the phone right before I gave the vaccine, like I could tell him to sit down and hold his kid and I'm going to give him two vaccines in each leg. Like I can explain what I'm doing, things like that. But the technicality of the questions, I haven't
You've got
learned
to
yet.
memorize the that stuff so that you don't need a
Exactly.
translator.
I am doing the Spanish distinction track, and I think that's the goal of it. By the end of it, I should
I
have
thought
all
you
of them
dropped
down.
that. Oh no, you dropped the global one.
Yes, I dropped the global one, but Spanish one I'm still doing. So I'm doing Spanish and rural health. And yeah, hopefully they should go well.
There you go. Okay.
Yes.
Well, we can wrap up and do Song of the Week.
Yeah,
What have
please
I been
dread song
listening
of the
to?
week. If I don't think about it ahead of time, I literally have nothing to talk about or nothing to say.
I honestly, I feel like I haven't been listening to any new music is the thing. I've been listening to Emma Chamberlain's podcast a lot while I've been working on my Halloween costume. And then just a lot of like older stuff. Let me see if there's like any news. I was listening to My Release Radar yesterday, but nothing really like struck me as like particularly good.
Yeah, me neither. I have this like playlist that Spotify made for me, and it's all Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Charli XCX, and Chappell Roan. And so I've just been listening to that on repeat. Oh, I'll
Yeah.
choose this one. Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae. I feel like it was controversial because we're like, is she a singer? Is she not a singer? But
Yeah.
it's a catchy song, and I've definitely listened to it my fair share of times.
I hate that it like Spotify got rid of the listening history thing. I'm like, why
Yeah.
would you do that? That was like so helpful to see like what I've been listening to.
Right.
Ugh. I don't know if I like really have one. Cause I've been I mean I guess because I don't think I've said it before, but I've talked about Aya Nakamura. She's a French artist, and so I was kind of listening to like all of her music this past week. And one of her songs she actually sang at the Olympics because
Oh,
she was
wow.
one of the performers was Pookie, and that one's just like a really like fun, sassy song. So
Cute.
I'll say that for my song of the week.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode, and we will see you next time.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.